Marilyn Manson accused of sexual assault of a minor. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 30, 2023. Marilyn Manson, whose real name is Brian Warner, is being sued for sexual assault of a minor. The lawsuit accuses the rocker of grooming and sexually assaulting an underage girl multiple times in the 1990s. In addition to Manson, the record labels Interscope and Nothing Records are also named as defendants in the suit, according to a report by Rolling Stone. Notably, this lawsuit is the first to accuse Manson of sex crimes that allegedly took place during the earlier years of his career. As other women who have sued him have alleged that the sexual misconduct occurred around 2010, the report added. In the lawsuit, the anonymous plaintiff, known only as Jane Doe, says she first met Manson at one of his concerts in 1995, when she was 16 years old. The rocker allegedly invited Doe and one of the other younger girls onto his tour bus, after seeing them and other fans waiting outside for their chance to possibly meet him. On the bus, Manson asked their age and school grade, and recorded their home addresses and phone numbers, the suit says. While on the tour bus, defendant Warner performed various acts of criminal sexual conduct upon plaintiff, who was a virgin at the time, including but not limited to forced copulation and vaginal penetration, the lawsuit alleges. The age of consent in Texas, however, was, and still is, 17 years old. One of the band members watched defendant Warner sexually assault plaintiff, the suit alleges. Plaintiff was in pain, scared, upset, humiliated and confused. After he was done, defendant Warner laughed at her. The suit goes on to say that Manson then demanded that Doe get the fuck off of my bus, and threatened that he could kill her and her family if she ever told anyone what had happened. Doe was also given a 1-800 number and a password so that she could meet the rocker again, the plaintiff says. Shortly after that, Doe began using drugs and alcohol, which continued on throughout the following years. The suit says, adding that Manson would call her and communicate with her online, asking for explicit photos of her and her friends. Before Doe turned 17, Manson allegedly convinced her to travel to New Orleans, where, like Texas, the age of consent was, and still is, 17, and meet him at one of his concerts. There, she was groomed by the rocker, who complimented her artwork, the suit says. Defendant Warner then became more aggressive and again sexually assaulted plaintiff, including kissing, biting her breast, oral copulation, and penetration, the filing states. Meanwhile, Manson's record labels were well aware of defendant Warner's obsession with sexual violence and childhood sexual assault, the lawsuit claims, adding that rather than intervene, the labels aided and abetted Manson's practice of sexually assaulting minors. At no time did defendant Interscope and defendant Nothing Records have a reasonable system or procedure in place to investigate, supervise, or monitor its staff and/or agents, including defendant Warner, to prevent pre-sexual grooming and sexual harassment, molestation, and assault of fans, including minors and women, the suit says. As a result of Brian Warner's sexual abuse and assault, enabled and encouraged by defendants Interscope and Nothing Records, plaintiff has suffered severe emotional, physical, and psychological distress, including shame and guilt, economic loss, economic capacity and emotional loss, the lawsuit adds. Over the past few years, more than a dozen women have come forward accusing Manson of sexual misconduct. In 2021, Evan Rachel Wood, star of HBO's Westworld, publicly accused the rocker of grooming her when she was a teen and abusing her for years. Additionally, model Ashley Morgan Smithline, who accused Manson of raping and abusing her, has filed a lawsuit against him. The rocker's former assistant Ashley Walters has also sued him for sexual assault and sexual battery. Both cases were later dismissed. Last week, Game of Thrones actress Esmaye Bianco agreed to settle a federal lawsuit with Manson in which she alleged sexual, physical, and emotional abuse. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.